Recently, I watched a movie called Hyde Park on Hudson, and it's a movie about President Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, and his relationship with a young woman who was on his staff. And after some disappointments in their relationship, toward the end of the movie, the young woman is narrating, and she says of their changed relationship, "No more promises were made, so none could be broken." I don't know about you, but I find that very sad and almost kind of desperate to think that we would avoid making promises just so that no one will be disappointed. I do have a friend who echoes this thought, though. She says that you can always be happy if you continually lower your expectations. I think that's a sad way to live, to lower our expectations, to seek no promises because we're so anxious to avoid disappointment. Now, as Christians, we are given what seems an impossible promise. And that promise is of a world ruled by God and by grace. Isaiah talks about it in our reading today, saying that we should be a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. It's hard to imagine that kind of a place. Our world right now is in chaos. Nations are at war, politicians are in gridlock, human beings are increasingly isolated from one another. There is a polarization in our society, both economic and ideological, and we live in a culture where many indulge while many starve. There's chaos on an individual level because we all have so many conflicting priorities. We have a sense of hopelessness in our ability to ever get everything done. We constantly say things like, "I don't have time. It's not my problem." So if we read this promise of Isaiah's and try to believe it, we have to ask, when will God make these things come to pass? We know that God can create the universe out of nothing. So intellectually, we know that God can set aright a chaotic and troubled world. But if we're realistic, we can't help asking how. When will this happen? The new world Isaiah envisions is not a creation from nothing, but a creation of grace from our current world of chaos. If we resign ourselves to the chaos, we go to that safe place where no promises are made so that none can be broken. But God promises us a change. And God intends to effect that change through people like us. We are not perfect as Jesus was, but we are baptized as Jesus was. And through our baptism, we become agents of God's new creation. This is described by one writer as God's entering the creation in order to redeem it. Now, why make a connection between the first creation that God made the world out of nothing, between that creation and our role in the continuing creation now? When describing Jesus' baptism, Matthew uses an image straight out of the creation story in the Hebrew scriptures. That original creation story says, "In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." And where this version says that the wind of God swept over the waters, very often you will hear it translated that the Spirit of God hovered over those waters of chaos. So the Spirit of God, the wind from God, hovers over the chaos. And in Jesus' baptism, the Holy Spirit, signified by the dove descending, hovers over the waters of baptism. Now, in our baptismal covenant, we admit that we are very flawed and that we are not perfect Once we turn toward God, even though we're baptized, we continually make mistakes and God continues to forgive us. In our baptismal covenant, we agree to renounce Satan and the spiritual forces, the evil powers of the world, and our own sinful desires. I think it's important that that word is not denounce, but renounce, because it admits that we're going to have to do this again and again and again, because we're human beings. We're imperfect and we will have to make an effort again and again to turn toward God. We renounce those things, admitting our imperfection and our sin, but accepting the challenge to be God's agents of grace in the new creation. Again, we are not perfect as Jesus was, but we are baptized as Jesus was. The Spirit hovered over the waters of creation. The Spirit hovered over the Jordan River when Jesus was baptized. And the Spirit of God hovers over that baptismal font when we welcome other human beings into the body of Christ. We are agents of God's creation in the world today. Jesus showed us by the solidarity of his baptism that the creation of God's kingdom can continue through human beings. Now, the Isaiah passage we read today starts out speaking of the servant, understood by the later church to be a foreshadowing of Jesus. And it speaks of what he will do. But midway in that passage, the wording changes from he to you. It says, I have called you in righteousness. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations. The Spirit hovered over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. That Spirit hovers over each of us baptized. How then do we become agents of creation, a light to the nations, as Isaiah urges us to be? We do that by trying to bring order to our own chaos by putting God at the center of our lives. Because if we make decisions based on what we believe God wants, we will have fewer things to juggle and fewer conflicts in our lives. If we make decisions based on God, we will not yield to societal pressures or self-interest, but we will live in peace with other human beings and we will find a way to begin to create a new world where the grace of God reigns. We become a light to the nations by forgiving ourselves and others, by letting God be God and stopping our human tendency to try to judge other people. Let go of that. Let God be God. And let God bring order in the chaos of our world. Now, to be honest, there's an easier way to live. We could resign ourselves to the way the world is. No one will question us or blame us if we resign ourselves to the chaos and just say, that's the way the world is. But by virtue of our baptism, we're called to something else. As a baptized Christian, I'm prepared to renounce again and again the dark forces, the evil powers of the world, and my own sinful desires. I'm trying every day of my life to find the courage to say, yes, I accept the challenge of being an agent of God's creation. I don't know about you, but I don't want to give up and say no promises were made so none could be broken. We can't say those words. We are agents of God's creation. Promises have been made. We have been baptized. And God will work through us to see that those promises are fulfilled. Amen.